From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police search for bombing suspect. The suspect is believed to be involved with the bombing of the Brussels airport, one of three explosions in the city Tuesday, all claimed by the Islamic State group. The attacks killed 30 people and wounded 130 others. Authorities in Frankfurt, London, Paris, and the Netherlands have boosted security at their airports. U.S. officials are renewing calls to defeat the Islamic State terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the U.S. and its allies will do everything they can to protect their nations. New York and Washington authorities boosted security patrols in the wake of the attacks. The U.S. Embassy in Brussels is recommending Americans stay where they are and avoid public transportation in the Belgian capital. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in Havana, President Barack Obama says it is time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences and begin a new journey toward a future that will benefit both nations. Mr. Obama spoke in a televised address from El Gran Teatro de Havana, with Cuban President Raul Castro seated in a balcony directly across him.
It is time for us to look forward to the future together. Un futuro de esperanza. And it won't be easy, and there will be setbacks. It will take time.
After the speech, both leaders left the crowded theater to standing ovations. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou leading for a landslide victory. According to Reuters, Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote, with about three-fourths of the constituencies counted. The commission put voter turnout at 61%. This is VOA News. UN humanitarian agencies are expressing concern a recent European Union-Turkey agreement does not safeguard the rights of the thousands of Syrians, Iraqis, and other people fleeing to Greece in search of refuge from conflict and persecution. Lisa Schlein has more.
UN Children's Agency spokeswoman Sarah Crow says 19,000 children are stranded in Greece and 10% are unaccompanied and in need of protective care.
Children are entitled to a full hearing and assessment of their best interests prior to any decision taken related to them, including on return.
UNICEF says children who are stranded in Greece for long periods should be given emergency education, and refugee and migrant children should be vaccinated against measles, polio, and pneumococcal infections. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A Russian court Tuesday found captured Ukrainian pilot Nadia Savchenko guilty of complicity in the murder of two Russian journalists. It sentenced her to 22 years in a Russian prison. Savchenko denies involvement in the deaths of the journalists, saying cell phone records indicate she was captured by pro-Moscow militants prior to the journalists' deaths. Savchenko also insists she was subsequently kidnapped and taken into Russia against her will. Voters in three western U.S. states are headed to the polls Tuesday for presidential nominating elections, with the leading contenders, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, both looking to boost their leads in the race to win their party's nominations. Political surveys indicate Trump appears likely to win in Arizona over his two remaining rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. The outcome is in doubt in Utah. Pre-election polls show Cruz in the lead there. In the Democratic contest, the opinion polls show that Clinton is poised to win in Arizona, but is engaged in close contests with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in Utah and Idaho. Russia is warning it could take unilateral action beginning Tuesday against those who violate the nearly month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move comes after complaints that the U.S. has been slow to work with Russia on rules for jointly monitoring violations. The two countries were key in bringing the halt in the fighting that applies to pro-government and rebel fighters. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been nominated to become a member of President-elect Thein Nhat's cabinet. Her name was on a list of proposed ministers announced Tuesday by the parliament speaker. The list has Aung San Suu Kyi's name next to four posts: Minister of the President's Office, Foreign Affairs, Energy, and Education. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.